TMA. How are you, Patrick? This is Simon.
Hey, Simon, how about you today?
Home, getting close, got another minute here in the Jeep. I think I heard you on earlier. You got off early, huh? Did you make it home yet?
I have not. I'm on my last leg to the house, so I should be home in about...
We're going smoothly. Who were you talking to earlier? I thought I recognized the voice, but I didn't catch the call sign.
Daniel, and I can't remember how you pronounce his last name, and he's got a new call sign, so I can't remember it exactly right now. And also Ken, K-N...
Daniel, whose voice I recognize. All right. I think last time we spoke, we were talking about the Wednesday. Tonight it's just the worst time for me. Do you still join those? Do you plan on joining this week, the Wednesday night swap net?
I was planning on it, unless something happens. What's up?
Time for me, but I was trying to find some way to get in touch with Gary. I got his call sign, and every now and then I just try to call him on the air here, see if I can catch him. But I'd love to just kind of register my interest and say what I'm looking for. Do you think that would be appropriate? Would you be up for kind of relaying a message from me, sharing with everybody what I'm looking for?
I'd be glad to do that, but I'm driving right now, so I can't write it down.
Let's not risk your life for it. Actually, I think it was you. I think you and I were talking about antennas, and I think it was you that mentioned you've got this antenna that I'm looking to get. I'm looking for a Comet 2x4, the SR model. Am I remember right? Was that you who's got two of those, I think you said?
That would be correct.
It's easy to remember, then go for it. But like you said, you're driving, so if you can't write it down, no worries. I'm going to try to get on there sometime. I'd love to join and hear what others are swapping. I'd love to mention my interest in one of those antennas, see if I can get it for a better price than the, like, $70 they're going for on Amazon right now. So if you think of it, if it's easy to remember, shout it out for me, and otherwise I'll try to join someday.
Keep an ear out for it, and I will try to let Gary know if I do talk to him. But, Simon, can you give me your call one more time real slow so I can try to remember it?
Certainly, and I'll keep trying to hail Gary, see if I can catch him on the air sometime. But my call is Kilo Zulu 4 Tango Mike Alpha KZ4TMA.
4TMA. Okay, I think I might remember that for a few minutes.
Still learning how to remember people's call signs. Kilo Zulu 4 Tango Mike Alpha. Thanks, man. I mean, if you think of it, go for it. Let them know I'm looking. Otherwise, I'll try to join sometime.
Do my best to relay the message. If he's on this evening, I'll try to get it to him.
Well, you been working on anything in particular with radio stuff? You got any new rigs you're working on, or just mostly been doing, chatting mobile when you're driving?
With EchoLink a little bit, trying to get it all set up right. So when I go out of town, I can still get back to the repeater.
Joey EchoLink, before I had my mobile rig, the one I'm using to talk to you right now, I only had a handheld, and I couldn't really hit the repeater very well from where I live. So I used EchoLink for my first couple of nets, and I really liked it. The sound quality was good. The only disappointment is that you do seem to miss out on the first and last seconds of every transmission. So unless everybody else gets in the habit of taking a breath before they start talking and that kind of thing, I usually did miss out on that first second or so.
What I noticed about it is just the timing thing, and not just on your part, everybody you're talking to.
So I learned that you do have to, when you hit transmit, you do have to pause and take a breath before you start talking. But then you also lose the first second of everyone else's. And when most people are just keying up a normal mic, they're not going to think to pause and make sure you don't miss their first second of transmission. So, whenever there was a quick exchange, people going back and forth real quick, I would miss the first part of each transmission. That was pretty annoying. But as long as people were talking relatively slow, I could still, figure out what I missed in that first second.
On a conversation with Bill and Tom last night on the way home, and that was a little interesting sometimes there also.
Gotcha. But yeah, it's a great tool. I really like it, so I enjoyed it when I didn't have a proper rig in my vehicle yet. And I haven't, with COVID and everything, I haven't been out of town for a long time, so I haven't had a good excuse to use it otherwise. I did have a road trip. I was driving one night. I was driving with family, and I used it just to listen in to the net. But then I realized it can also cause a little confusion, because if you're not in a position to actually speak, everyone can see that you've signed in. You know, the net operator can see you, and they seem to give priority to EchoLink. So, you know, the operator will say, all right, well, you know, we got an EchoLink, so I'm going to pause for check-in. And then I couldn't check in because I've got family in the car, and like, I couldn't talk right then. So I learned you have to be a little careful, because people kind of expect to be able to call on you because they can see you're there.
And in that case, you can use the messaging part of EchoLink and send them a typed message where you can just say, check me in, this is such and such, and this is where I'm at, and go on with that.
Yeah, I guess what I should have done is started EchoLink when I wasn't driving, because I was driving my family down a highway, and I wasn't about to sit there and try to peck out a text message and put everyone's life at risk.
Oh, no, don't do that, but maybe say, here, your wife or one of your kids or something, type this in.
Yeah, I thought to do that. But anyway, yeah, I've enjoyed EchoLink too. Well, listen, man, I hope you make it home safely. I'm here now. I got to jump out. But thanks for picking up. And yeah, if you think of it, I mean, no pressure. It's no big deal. But if you think of it, I am Kilo Zulu 4 Tango Mike Alpha KZ 4 TMA Simon. And I'm looking for one of those Comet 2x4 SR antennas. But anyway, good to chat with you. Hope you have a good drive, and I'll be clear after your final. This is KZ4TMA.
4TMA, it was good to talk to you, and I will try to pass that along this evening. So this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.